Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we highlight some of the students in the Pella School District's special education departments. First, let's meet Marcus Goodike at Pella High School. So, Marcus, I actually have had the chance to talk to you before. You were a part of the peer PE class.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a part of a lot of classes here at school. First of all, tell our listeners a little bit about the peer PE and what you do in that class and what's so fun about it.
First of all, we do like dodgeball. We do exercises, dancing, and practices for like, we work for things like talent shows in school and PE a lot, and it's pretty fun. We get to exercise and hang out with friends, and it's fun that we get to be together in one place.
Well, and you meet a lot of friends that you maybe don't meet in your own classroom. You get to meet a lot of friends who are in the hallways all the time. What's that like for you to make some new friends in that class?
I like to meet people that are like my age or close to my age and stuff like that, if they have the same personalities like me. But it's pretty fun, actually. I like being friends.
So, yeah, you make a lot of new friends here at the school.
I do.
What are some of the things you do daily here in the classroom? What are the things that you learn about here in class?
I learn how to read. It's pretty popular here, actually. I learned how to read different kinds of books. I learned social studies around here, too. It's pretty fun, actually. I learned how to spell and writing, spelling and math, English, reading.
You talked about reading. What's one of your favorite books, or what are the things you like to read about?
Well, I do read, like, Harry Potter. Those books are pretty popular in the series, and I cannot stop reading them. They're pretty good.
And as I understand, here in your classroom, you have a lot of people who help you. So Mrs. Grubb and a few others, who are some of the people that help you in the classroom every day?
I know Agatha's always going to with me in my classes all the time. She's always walking with me in my classroom, keeping an eye on me. She always tells me to be quiet in class so I don't interrupt other kids that are working and stuff. She's always the one I always listen up to and everything. And then Jenny, when I told you before, she works with me over in the desk over in the corner by the window. Mm-hmm. We are best partners, actually, when we work together. She helps me with math when I ever get frustrated. She always helps me calm down, and she's always the best for me all the time.
One of the things that you learned about, we just told you about, was the Knights of Columbus, and you heard about the campaign that they're working on. Is that kind of cool to know that there's people out there that want to help you and your friends in the classroom?
Yes, I really like that idea, actually. It would be nice to help kids learn things in the world that don't know anything about the world. Like, if the kids live in different states, I can maybe, I don't know, make them learn about our world. Like, sending letters to them back and forth from one state to our. Like, I would send letters from my house to their state one by one, making them learn about our states and stuff and what's about them and everything.
Now, Caden Verhoeve joins us on the program. So the first thing I'm going to have you do is you're going to share your name for me, okay?
Caden.
What school are you at?
Middle school.
So Caden, tell me a little bit about what you do for your day. When you get here in the morning, what are the things you do?
I first do is go in there. We read, and sometimes we sometimes get going breaks.
So who are some of your friends in Mrs. Sheets' classroom?
Sarah, Josie, Christine.
And do they help you out a little bit?
Yeah.
What are the things they help you with?
Teach.
Now, I understand it that you have made a lot of friends here outside of the classroom too, right? Are you excited for them to come back to school?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about school?
We do math and reading.
One thing I heard that you did, though, and I saw you at, was you went to a prom with Mrs. Sheets. What was that like? What was your favorite part about that?
We do dance.
And did you have a date for that too?
My date is Harry.
So what are the things you like to do outside of school, like when you're at home with your family or with your friends?
I do at home is we do mow, clean the house, and vacuum.
The fun stuff, those are your chores. What's the fun stuff to do? Do you have games you like to play? What's your favorite game?
I go see game. I like baseball.
Who's your favorite team? Do you have a favorite team?
Pella.
And then at the pro level, do you like the Cubs or the Cardinals or the Brewers?
Cubs.
Do you have a class where you meet new friends in PE?
Mm-hmm.
Is it called peer or adaptive PE?
Peer PE.
What do you do there? What do you do in peer PE?
We do games.
Do you have other friends in peer PE?
Yeah.
Who are some of your friends from peer PE?
Husband and other my friends.
Well, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Once again, those were two of the students in the Pella Community School District's special education departments. We are highlighting those students today as the ongoing campaign continues for the Knights of Columbus and Pella in front of the Hy-Vee, Walmart, and Fairway stores. Donations will support the Pella and Pella Christian Special Education Departments, as well as Christian Opportunity Center and the Iowa Special Olympics. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.